Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. Well, perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. My guest today is Lanre Scholarine, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But first, I always want to acknowledge all of you and thank you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I am well aware that time is one of our most precious assets, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Thank you for being here. Now let me introduce our guest for today, and then I'm going to bring Lanre on after this short station identification, and then we'll get into our conversation for today. Lanre Scholarine is a writer, a certified marketer, and the founder of Rather Sure Concepts, where he helps people grow digital businesses from their gifts, talents, and skills so that they can live fulfilling lives and make more money doing the things that they love. He also works with authors and skilled professionals who coach or train students in their respective fields by building membership sites and e-learning platforms that can help them automate their marketing, deliver their courses and high-end services, while providing a quality learning experience for those that they want to help. I'm so excited to have Lanre here on the show today. He's been on the Gift of Choice show as well, and we had a fabulous discussion. So we're going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, I'm going to bring Lanre on the show, and we'll get into our topic for today. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Lanre. I am so excited to have you here on The Holistic Entrepreneur today. I know that you're a very busy person, so taking time out of your busy day is such an honor for me as well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again, Bonnie. It's a privilege to be here. And I really do hope your listeners, your audience, would gain a whole lot from this.
Oh, I'm sure they will. You know, I loved having you as a guest on The Gift of Choice that I said, you know, we have to have you back on the other shows. So I'm so glad that you're here. So, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with all of our listeners a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and why you do what you do?
Okay, I'll start with this. A few years ago, I discovered I loved writing, and that started me on the freelance writing journey. Okay, but after a few years, okay, because of a few things I had to do. For example, I needed to build my own site. I needed to do a few things for my freelance writing business. So I had to accumulate, or will I say, learn new skills on that journey. So on the way, I learned how to design websites, I learned how to build strategies, digital strategies, I learned how to do a lot of online marketing through training courses, through blog posts, and an accumulation of all that is what has contributed to what I do today, really. So,
you've learned so much along your journey, and it sounds like you sort of, you know, chunk it down and make it concise to teach other people so that it doesn't take them as long, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Okay. So, you know, why, you know, today we're talking about how to earn a living from your talents, and it sounds like, you know, you said you found out that you were, you know, good at writing. Tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, how does one know what their talent is? Is that something that, you know, people come to you with, I know I have this talent and I want to share it, or do they sometimes not even know? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, there are people who have no idea about what they can do or what they like doing. Okay, and me discovering I could write was by trying new things. Okay, we had this project in church where we had to write a book. And my first response to that was, really, I don't write. Don't ask me to do that. But then by trying it, I discovered that, wow, this is something I like to do. This is something I could do. This is something that helps me relax, that when I start doing it, I lose track of time. You know, and they say practice makes perfect. The more I engaged in writing, the more I loved it. And I at that point, I realized, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. You know, and writing does evolve. You could write books, you could write video scripts, you could write sales pages, you could go into copywriting and all that. So the bottom line is, okay, putting words on paper is what I want to do. I guess that just sealed it.
And it sounds like, you know, for you, and I'm sure for a lot of people, I know it was that way for me, is you find out what you love, what your passion is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a whole lot easier to do something if you love what you're doing as opposed to not really liking it.
Yeah. You work and it doesn't look like work.
Yes.
Okay, because you love every moment of it and you just want to do it and do it. And sometimes you could forget to eat. It happens like that sometimes. Yeah.
And that feeling, that excited feeling when you wake up in the morning and you can't wait to get to your desk, you know, to do whatever you do or whatever it is that you do. But it's that excitement. And, you know, when people write a book, you were talking about writing. When people write a book, I think sometimes people will sort of like it's a, they dread it. But sometimes they can't wait to get to it, to write the next chapter, write the next, you know, several pages. So it sounds like that's the difference that you're talking about on how you know if it's really your talent, your passion.
Yes, it's really easy for you to do, and you just want to do it for, like, every second you want to do it. And it gets to the point where you know you wouldn't exchange that value, that time for something else, for something that's contrary, that's external to that passion.
Right.
Okay, always get to the point. Yeah.
So do you have people come to you who don't think they have any talents? Does that ever happen?
Yes. There are a ton of people who think they have nothing. And there's always something I say. Nobody was born empty. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even if it's just one talent, you have something. So your job is to try new things. Your job is to really dig deep. Ask yourself the right questions and really find that one thing that really interests you. And when you do, because you will, if you do look for it, you will find it. And when you do, get started developing it, because that will be the easiest and the simplest way to earn a living.
Now, you know, so many people... Boy, there's so many questions I have for you here today. There's so many people who say, okay, this is my passion, and I really want to do this, but it's like I got to find people who even want what I do. You know, that's the whole marketing piece of things. So how does one earn a living at sharing their talents? How do you help them to do that?
Well, one thing I understand is earning a living goes beyond marketing.
Okay.
Okay, because there's a lot of background work you have to do even before you start to put yourself out there. Okay. For example, earning a living starts from the value you have. Value. Okay, because if all you have is just that raw talent that can't be exchanged for money, there's little you can do. You really won't be able to earn much. So the first thing to do is really to develop that internal value, that value from your talent. Okay, and another thing is your talent isn't enough. I think John Maxwell wrote a book, Talent is Never Enough. And one thing he said was there are a few things you have to add to your talents, okay, for it to really earn you a living. You don't just discover your talents and then go out and start marketing yourself, because what are you bringing to the table if all you're saying is, oh, I can, you know? And okay, if you do know and you eventually get a particular job, how do you deliver on that job? Do you have the discipline? Do you have the work ethic? If you don't have those things, it will be tough for you to earn a living. Yeah. Okay, in my business, we have this 4-part value system which we take really serious. It's discipline, integrity, proactive, and perseverance. Now, you see, these things would really help you earn a living from my perspective, because I take them really seriously. If you have a project at hand and you're not disciplined enough to go through with it, from it, if a lot of money is committed into your hands and you don't have the integrity to manage that finance and use it for what the client has paid you for, then how would you earn a living? Mm-hmm. If you're not proactive with your projects, if you're not able to recognize problems before they arise, then how would you earn a living? And if you're not able to persevere through projects, through things that you know are hard, how would you earn a living? Really, because nothing comes that easy. Even when it comes to earning from your talents, mm-hmm. you have to put in the work, you have to persevere through it, you have to learn the ropes as well. So earning the living starts even before the marketing. You have to develop yourself. There's a whole lot of personal development you have to do, mm-hmm. you know, on that road. You can never stop learning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a couple of really important things I think that you said there is the foundation. I mean, so many people think, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go out and sell myself or sell this product or whatever. And you're right. You have to build that foundation first, you know, the right mindset and the integrity piece and all of that sort of thing in your process. And the other thing is something that you just said that now I forgot what it was. That it doesn't, well, it obviously doesn't happen overnight, but it really has to, you have to have a plan, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to refer a client to you, as an example, what kind of person would that be? Where would they be on their journey? And it might be one of a number of places, but what kind of person do you typically work with?
Okay, sorry, I don't really understand that.
Well, if I was going to refer somebody to you to say, you know, I think you should work with Lonry. I think you gotta check him out. What kind of person would I say that? I mean, what would that client of yours look like? Like what kind of person would that be?
Okay, are you referring to who my ideal client is?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I work with service professionals who, and a lot of them have books. Okay, so what I do is, what we do is we create content, we create strategies to help these people sell more services or more products depending on what they want to sell. Being that a lot of my clients have books, we also, well, the very first step would be to develop a strategy to help the client meet his or her goals, depending on what that is. If it's more traffic to the site, if it's more sales of their books or their training courses. And after the strategy is done and we have the buy-in of the client, we get started with the other phase, which is putting things in place and knowing who handles what. And all the processes and the whole structure that has to go into the project, because jobs are different. Okay, we have projects are different. You can't just take a framework from one project and implement it just like that into another one. Okay, so the first step is always the strategy, so we know exactly where we're going, because without a strategy, it's really pointless to do any marketing online. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people get started online without a strategy, and it's a zigzag journey in the digital space, especially if you don't know where you're going or what you're doing. It can be really frustrating. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about that whole digital media thing, the digital space, because I think there's so much opportunity there, but I don't know if everybody really sees that. What is your take on that, Lanre?
Okay, well, I think now more than ever, it's really important to take advantage of digital media. Because the economic situation now in the world in general, people are getting laid off every day. A lot of companies are downsizing, and a lot of people want to earn their own without answering to someone else. Okay, and one of the easiest ways, one of the simplest ways to get started is through digital media, which is, I'm referring to the internet, mm-hmm. somehow amplifies your offline efforts, but at a much lower cost. Now, that doesn't mean you won't spend money marketing online. That doesn't mean you won't spend money putting yourself out there. However, it's at a much reduced cost than if you were to do everything offline, mm-hmm. because there are more tools now that you can use. There are more services you can use online and at a much cheaper rate that almost anybody can really get started and earn and build a business out of their talents. And it really just depends on what you want to do online. Because I believe almost anybody can leverage the internet for their use. Okay, so building a business online, you could, even if it's a service business or a product-based business, you would always find your customers. And if you do your research well and you get the strategy right, it doesn't have to be perfect because it's a journey. You would have to tweak it on the way. But just that initial foundation is really important. Like everything else, digital media is really like everyday life. It's really like the offline world. So it's not to be taken for granted. It's not to be treated like it's just there. You can do anything you like and you would make $1 million overnight. No. Well, perhaps do that, but really if you want to build something sustainable, you have to go through the journey, you have to learn the ropes as well. And being that there are a lot of skills needed to get started online, you know, you need a website, you need to know how to create content, or you need to know how to podcast if that's what you want to do. If you can't learn these things yourself, you have to now bring on board people who will do them for you. So it really does depend on how you want to put yourself out there. Some people put themselves out there through written blog posts. Others do podcasts. Some don't even create content. They go straight to social media and engage potential customers. So it really all depends on what you're comfortable with, what works for you, and what you're willing to continue, what you're willing to invest your time and energy in. Yeah.
Well, and like you said before, Lanre, you know, you have to love it. You have to have fun with it. Like I used to have a blog for many years. I had a written blog, but I would rather talk. So I don't have my written blog anymore. I just talk. So and that's why I went into podcasting and did live radio or live internet radio before that. So it depends on what resonates with a person. I think it's that, you know, integrity piece, and it's being your authentic self, just being who you are. Because if you struggle with something, it's like you don't really want to do it, but you think you should do it, that's no fun, right?
Yeah, and there are a lot of gurus online who will tell you this is the way to go, walk in it.
Yeah.
Because the strategy worked for them, doesn't mean you must implement it. Yeah, you can take one or two tips from it. But at the end of the day, after gathering all that information, you have to ask yourself really important questions. Can I go through with this? Am I so interested in this? Because it really all boils down to your passion. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's going to be tough going through with it.
Oh, you know? I so agree with you. So, you know, You probably have too, taken tons of those classes, right? Those courses and all those things, and you should do this way, you should do this way. And I have always, been, the kind of person that takes a piece from everything and then makes something else out of it. That's what works for me. So, and that kind of leads me to my next question, because it's when you're an entrepreneur, I think sometimes that can be a kind of a lonely place because not everybody understands kind of the entrepreneurship journey. How do you deal with that, and how important is it, do you think, to have a mentor, a coach, somebody who like speaks your language, a kindred spirit, somebody you can share things with? I find it extremely valuable. But tell me, I'd like to hear what you think about that.
Okay, first of all, I'll start with this. Sometimes it's really difficult explaining to people what you do.
Yes. You know,
so when I tell people, oh, I'm a content marketer, they're like, okay, what exactly is that?
Mm-hmm.
And you try to use a general term. Okay, I do digital marketing. And those who are not in the online space would be like, okay, can you explain further? And I'm like, okay. so sometimes I just say I write. Sometimes, mm-hmm. yeah, depending on who I'm talking to, okay. And I'm not the only one who goes through that. I'm presently taking a training course on how to build membership sites. And one recurring question from the people who are also taking the course is, how do I explain to people what I do? Because I still don't know how to, give people the right orientation. So it happens every time. This entrepreneur journey is, it has its similarities and its difference for depending on what you're doing. For example, yes, as you said, it's a lonely place. It can be a lonely place. At the same time, if depending on your strategy, depending on the kind of business you're building, it can get really social.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm talking to you today. Well, awesome.
Oh, I know. You're in Nigeria. I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's like, who'd have thunk it, right?
So, yeah, it can be lonely, and it all depends on your personality. I'm an introvert, and I'm not the outgoing kind of guy. Okay, perhaps that's why I write. I don't know. But there are extroverts, too, who have built really interesting businesses. And regardless of the fact that they have digital businesses, they do offline meetups as well. So it all depends on your personality and what you're cool with. Digital space works for everyone. And one important thing when you're just getting started is to have a mentor, someone to look up to.
Mm.
Even if it's not digital media, whatever thing you want to do in life, you need someone to guide you. Because your mentor is someone who has been there and who has done what you want to do. Okay? From personal experience, without a mentor, I wouldn't have fast-tracked my learning process. When I first started freelance writing, I needed to get someone who has been in the game for a long time, who could really show me the ropes. And that was instrumental to some of my early successes. Okay. Now, to get a mentor, it's not that hard. All you need to do is look for someone who, as I said, is already doing what you want to do. So if it's you want to build a design business, all you need to do is look for someone who is building the design business or who has already built one, up to a particular success level, and you could learn from that person. Okay, regardless of whatever area you want to build on, there's always someone who has done it. You just have to research, and you can find them online. From to Google and typing in something like top design blogs, writing top writing blogs, top photography blogs. For example, if your line is photography, you would find someone who has built a solid digital business in that area. And to make them your mentor, what you have to do is you have to study that person. You have to find out how he runs his business. And that means subscribing to his newsletter, his social media channels, like following him almost everywhere, really, and then making
becoming contact. A stalker, huh?
Yeah, not in an aggressive. Yeah, you have to make contact, send a few emails. You know, when they ask questions in the newsletters, reply. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the ways they would notice you. You know, so and one important thing is to have something to offer in return.
Okay. Oh, I think that's a really valid point, because so many people, you know, sort of not stalk people, but chase people, you know, kind of, and follow them everywhere. All they do is they want what they've got, but they don't have anything to reciprocate with, to give in return. And the energy is a dynamic thing. I mean, there has to be an energy exchange, in my mind, for everything.
Yeah, and by offering something in return, some people may be thinking, okay, what do you mean? Should I give him money or should I offer my service for free? Well, it could be as small as recognizing a typo in a blog post and saying, hey, I saw this, perhaps you could change it. It could be advising or recommending something that the mentor could do that would probably get him or her better results.
Or it might be just sharing like a blog post they had out there or a Facebook post or something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so offering something in return is really important because no one wants a liability.
Right.
You know, so if the value exchange is mutual, fantastic. You've just gotten yourself a mentor. And if you also have to be willing to learn, because if you're not, you're going to make things hard for your mentor as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, you bring up a good point, Lanre, and certainly many people hire coaches and mentors, and that's really appropriate and I think is very much needed much of the time. But we kind of forget about how about just really paying attention and learning from other people who are out there, in addition to, you know, maybe working with them too. But you don't have to necessarily work with 100 people. You know, because there are people out there that are in your niche that you can follow because you like the way they do it, that, you know, it resonates with you, and to just spend some time to, you know, engage in some way, like you've been talking about.
Yeah, from experience, when I needed to build my own site, the first thing I went looking for was, okay, what themes can I use? And I found a company that create WordPress themes that were really simple, and they were created for people who write, people who don't do design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really. And I found it, I was like, okay, oh, this is cool. I bought the themes. I installed one, and it looked really easy. And from then on, I read almost every single blog post from them. I bought most of their products as well, you know, and it's what the things that I've brought from them, their training products that have actually helped me to grow my career, to grow my skill set, okay, from learning how to build websites to learning strategy, because they also teach content strategy, they also teach several, you have a ton of training courses. The site I'm going to be referring to is copyblogger.com.
Really
wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been following them for several years. Okay, so from getting their StudioPress themes to being a part of their membership community authority to being a part of all their training courses, it's been really beneficial. And the more you learn, the higher your value, you know, you'd have more to give to anyone who comes to you. Okay, mm-hmm. You have more to offer, and having more to offer increases your earning power. Okay, it really increases your ability to earn, because if you just stay at the ground level, the amount you could earn would be really small. Now, mm-hmm. by saying increasing your value, that doesn't mean you have to learn everything and anything. If you want to just stick to writing, you have to be a really good writer. So you have to learn everything needed to be a really good writer. And the more you practice, the more you learn, the really that simple. And aside learning, you know, you have to practice, and then you have to find the right people who have the ability to pay you what you want.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have talked about so many awesome points again today. I love our conversation. But, you know, life is busy and people's heads are already full of stuff. If there was one thing, one message that you want our listeners to leave the show with today to remember, what would that be, the most important thing, that sort of golden nugget?
Okay, there's one thing I kept saying on this show, and it's never stop learning. Never stop learning things on the path that you are on. Okay, so you have a goal, you know what you want to do in life. You have to keep on learning the skills needed to get to that goal. You have a solution that you're providing to your potential customers. You have to learn the skills needed to create that solution. The solution could be a service, it could be a product. You don't have to box yourself up and say, service businesses earn a lot of money, I should do that. Or training courses are the in thing right now, so I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what you're good with. I've been a service professional for a long time. And it's only just recently I started working on training courses. And it's a really interesting thing, really. You have to learn. Never stop learning. Never, don't say, okay, I've gotten there. I think I can relax now. The pace goes very fast.
Oh.
And if you're not careful, you would get left behind.
Yeah, that is such a valuable reminder for all of us to never stop learning. That resonates with me. I totally agree with you. So I know, Lanre, that people are going to want to know more about you, know how to connect with you and the other stuff that you do. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Okay, you can reach me on my website. That's rathersure.com. That's RathersureE.com. That's where I teach people how to build digital businesses from there. Aside that, you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. That you could search for Lanre Sholanre and you would find my profile, and you could just send me a connection request. You could say, "Oh, I heard you on the Bonnie's podcast, and I want to connect with you." Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would hit the connect button.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And I'll put your link to rathersure.com on the show page so that it's easy for people to just get right there.
Okay.
And I know that you have an awesome gift that's in our gift page for anyone who's interested in that. So thank you so much for your generosity there as well.
You're welcome. Anything.
So is there anything else that maybe you want to touch on today as we sort of close today's show?
Okay. There's one important thing.
Okay.
You know, there could be a really wide gap between knowing your talents and building a business out of it. Mm. A lot of people find that very confusing.
Yeah.
Because I teach people how to do it. How can I earn from this? Okay, I know how to do this. They have no problem discovering what they love doing. They know. But it's now, okay, so how exactly do I earn from this? Because I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so really simple framework, really simple. The first step always is to discover the talent you have. You know, it's always something that makes you lose track of time. You know, so that's that thing you have passion for. Then aside that, you need to pinpoint that problem that really makes you angry. You know, that problem to recognize and you know you want to solve. You know, every time you hear that problem, it just creates this burden in you, this anger, not destructive anger, but this anger that, okay, I want to solve this. And then you also need to find the connection between your talents and the solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you realize you don't like the fact that people who are blind don't go to school because they're blind. You know, and you discover, oh, you really love building software. You could build software that helps them listen to their courses. Now, that's if you build software. Now, if you do write, for example, you could then convert these articles into audio that these guys would listen to. Mm-hmm. So they are different to connect your talent, what you're good at, to that solution. You just need to find the connection. And once you find the connection, you now have to develop the skills needed to create that solution. Okay, so if it means learning how to edit with Audacity or Audition, you know, yeah, you could have to learn that. Or if it means learning some programming languages like PHP or Ruby on Rails, yeah, you have to learn that. You just learn the skills needed to create that solution. And once you do that, once you get started with that, you can take off. You can start creating the solution, you know, and start putting yourself out there.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I love that. Love that simple framework. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And I know you're a busy person, Leonard. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your insights with all of us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege. Thank you so much.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and of course Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at bonniegressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.